Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Kathriel Blad. Parasha Tzav. Command. Week 25, 4th Aliyah. And he poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him to consecrate him. Leviticus 8, verse 12. What was the result on earth of the heavenly anointing? The anointment of the earthly high priest is the shadow of the anointing of the heavenly high priest. The moment when Aaron was anointed was prophetically registered in Psalm 133, verses 1 and 2, where it is written, "How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity." It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. King David could see in the spirit of prophecy the moment in which the earthly high priest was anointed in the desert tabernacle hundreds of years earlier. Besides, he described in detail how the oil ran down on the beard and the collar of his garments, which he compared with the beautiful result of unity among brothers. This psalm also speaks prophetically of what was going to happen in the future with the anointing of the heavenly high priest. After Yeshua was raised from among the dead and vested of immortality with his heavenly high priest garments, he received the anointing of the Spirit of consecration for his new heavenly ministry. The anointing ran down on his beard, then on his garments, and finally dripped on the earth where the temple stood. In that moment, a group of around 120 people, they were gathered in the temple in Jerusalem. They were all in harmony, awaiting the promise of the Father. The priestly anointing for the new heavenly ministry in spirit and in truth. When the heavenly oil ran down to the earthly temple, a heavenly wind with strong noise filled the temple, and all of them were filled with the Spirit of consecration, and they started speaking other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. In this way, they immediately started to minister in the heavenly tabernacle offering. In a supernatural way, a sacrifice of praise, because all of them spoke supernaturally of the wonders of God in human and angelic tongues. See Acts 2. The one who speaks in tongues, inspired by the heavenly messianic anointing, is ministering in the altar of bronze in the heavenly temple. Let's speak in tongues a lot. We certainly need it. Blessings and shalom.